All right. So, you know, we love getting these company profiles from you guys.
Yeah.
And this one for Kuvlak Barrett is interesting. I mean, after hours emergencies, those are never fun. And it seems like Kuvlak Barrett has put some real thought into how they handle those situations.
Right.
So we're diving into that today, looking specifically at their 24-hour staffed telephone line and their
Okay.
use of assigned employee trucks.
Yeah, those two things definitely caught my eye too.
All right. Well, let's start with that phone line.
Sure.
It might seem pretty basic, you know,
Yeah.
someone's there to answer the phone, but there's more to it than that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think what's really important here is that emphasis on having a live person on the other end,
Yeah.
no matter what time it is, you know.
Right.
Because think about it, when you're dealing with an emergency, the last thing you want is to be stuck in,
Oh, yeah.
you know, those automated phone systems pressing one for this and two for that.
Ugh. Yeah, those are the worst.
Exactly. And Kuvlak Baird seems to get that. They're prioritizing direct human interaction. And that suggests they understand that clear, immediate communication is absolutely vital when every second counts.
It makes you feel like they're taking it seriously, you know?
Right. It's not just someone picking up the phone, it's likely a trained coordinator.
Yeah.
Someone who can assess the situation and start putting the wheels in motion.
Based on, you know, whatever protocols they have in place. So
Exactly.
instead of trying to explain a complex problem to a machine,
Right.
you're talking to a real person who can grasp the urgency and the nuances of what's happening.
And that's a huge difference because
Yeah.
it eliminates that potential for miscommunication or delays that
Yeah.
can be so frustrating.
And sometimes even dangerous, really.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, that direct line of communication,
Yeah.
it's really the first step in any effective emergency response system
Right.
because it allows for fast information gathering and then informed decision making right from the get-go.
Okay, so that's the 24/7 phone line, but then they've also got this system of assigned employee trucks.
Right.
And I'm curious about how that ties into the whole timely response thing.
Well, if we're talking about the need for quick action, then those assigned trucks are a really strong indicator of how prepared they are.
Okay.
It means that when an emergency happens, they're not wasting time trying to find a vehicle or track down the right equipment.
Yeah, it's all ready to go.
Exactly. These trucks are probably equipped with all the tools they need for those common after-hours problems.
Makes sense.
And the employees who are assigned to those trucks are likely the ones responsible for making sure they're maintained and ready to roll at a moment's notice.
So it's not just a bunch of trucks sitting in a lot somewhere. It's about knowing exactly which truck is available and who's responsible for it.
Exactly. And that kind of efficiency can make a real difference when time is of the essence.
Yeah, it sounds like it really cuts down on that critical response window.
Think about the alternative, right? A system where they have to locate a vehicle first
Right.
and then figure out who's available and who has the right skills and equipment to deal with this specific problem.
That could take a while.
The assigned truck model streamlines all of that.
Yeah.
It allows them to mobilize their resources and get to the client's location much faster.
So we've got this immediate human connection with the 247 phone line,
Right.
ensuring that information is communicated clearly and quickly. And then you've got the system of assigned employee trucks,
Yeah.
which are ready to be deployed rapidly. Those two elements seem to work hand in hand.
They absolutely do. The information that comes in through that initial phone call can be used to dispatch the right people and equipment immediately because of the assigned vehicle system.
It's like a closed loop designed for maximum efficiency and effectiveness.
Precisely.
It really does seem like Kuvlak Baird is focused on being prepared and responsive when those unexpected situations arise.
They've definitely put thought into this.
It makes you think about the peace of mind that comes with knowing a company has those things in place, you know?
Absolutely. And that brings up an interesting question for all of you listening. What other factors do you think are crucial for building a comprehensive emergency response system?
That's a good one.
Things like employee training protocols, the integration of technology for remote diagnostics, maybe even preventative maintenance measures to reduce the likelihood of emergencies in the first place.
Those are all really important things to consider.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at how Kuvlak Baird approaches after-hours emergencies.
Yeah, it has.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive, and keep those company profiles coming.
Definitely do. We'll see you next time.
See you then.